Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Hello, and welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. I'm Carolyn Scott, a.k.a. The Healthy Voyager from HealthyVoyager.com. It is the first week of September, pretty much, right? Because the first was Tuesday, so I guess it counts as the first full week. One last official weekend of summer left, and fall is just around the bend, so make sure that you make this final summer weekend count. Except for maybe those of us in Los Angeles who don't want to do anything outdoors due to the lovely ash and air pollution. So maybe we'll do a lot of fun indoor activities instead. Anyhow, today's show is brought to you by Golden Earth. Golden Earth offers a line of essential oil body care products that include fragrant blends, aromatherapy bath gels, and lotions and unscented lotions. What makes their products unique is the 100% pure organic and wild-crafted essential oil blends that have been designed with the intention of wellness in mind. You can find out more and purchase Golden Earth products on their website at www.goldenearth.net. Make sure it's .net. Also, Golden Earth is offering a 15% off discount on all of your online purchases at goldenearth.net by following using the coupon code, which is GenX2009. It's G-E-N-E-X 2009, and that's all lowercase letters. So make sure you use that code, and don't forget to add that in before you submit your order when you are ordering up your aromatherapy and essential oil goodies. All right, so today, in honor of this last party weekend, we will be chatting about healthy, organic, and also some fun beverages with our guests. For some of us, what we drink is kind of an afterthought, seeing as how we put so much emphasis on what we eat, we tend to forget about what we're drinking. But there's so much to know about the liquids that we put in our bodies on a daily basis, especially those that we ingest in social situations, you know, like the alcoholic stuff. I've got some fun facts about beverages that we as a nation and perhaps all of planet Earth consume regularly, like sodas and other caffeinated drinks to hidden ingredients, calories, and all kinds of hidden stuff in those libations. So here we go. Let's start with soft drinks, shall we? Obesity, tooth decay, caffeine dependency, and my personal favorite, bone weakening, diabetes, kidney stones, and so much more. Oh yes, just a few lovely attributes to tipping the can or 2 liter back a little too often. Obesity is obvious. Again, drinking a liquid that doesn't register like consuming actual food, right? You don't really think about it. If you just drink one soda a day, that adds 150 to 200 calories to your daily intake of calories. That's pretty much a salad with a protein and some dressing, or even a sandwich, depending on what kind of sandwich you're eating. I mean, that's kind of a meal, and you just suck that down with total empty calories. And having two or three, there you go. That's all your calories for one day and not a lick of food. And the sugar in one can of soda equals 10 packets of sugar. That's on top of anything else that you consume throughout the day that contains sugar or at least turns into sugar in your body, which includes white flours, pastas, breads, and other processed foods. There's sugar in everything. So it makes it taste so good. And along with the sugars in sodas, you know, the sugar that's the one-way ticket to diabetes and obesity and tooth decay, there's quite a bit of acid, which acid from the sodas takes 20 minutes to begin breaking down your tooth enamel. Mm-hmm. So that's why you got yellow brown teeth if you're a big soda drinker or coffee drinker. And the sodium in sodas is a huge contributor to kidney stones. Not fun for any of you who've tried to pass one of those. And before we move on to the next, the bone thing. The phosphorus contained in carbonated drinks depletes our bones of calcium. So much so that I've actually seen x-rays where the bones look like Swiss cheese. Yeah. So more chances to break bones, to walk with a cane at an early age, and all kinds of good stuff like that. So think about that next time you're going to order an ice cold Coke. Now, caffeine with soda comes with caffeine dependency, as does the daily coffee fix, not to mention our lighter wallets for our $4 latte addiction. Caffeine elevates stress hormones, triggers hypoglycemia and appetite, speeds up the effects of aging because it depletes our cells of water, a big factor in cellulite, ladies. It also affects our mood and more. So if you're trying to lose weight or want to get rid of cellulite, finding your moods a little bit erratic, then wean yourself off the Java and the pop. You will see a huge difference, and we will discuss some alternatives later in the show. Alcohol. Okay, so we all know that we should drink in moderation, and for obvious reasons. But it's also, you know, fun to throw back a drink or two at a party or a celebration or whatnot. But be mindful of your libation of choice, because there is a ton of sugar in the mixers like yummy margaritas and frozen drinks and other flavored adult cocktails, as well as preservatives and filler ingredients. And then, of course, the alcohol. So try to shoot for organic spirits and mixers when you can, as well as natural mixers like fresh juice. This way you can keep out the extra toxins and you're ingesting a lot less sugar and crap. And for those who don't know, alcohol overconsumption leads to weight gain and diabetes and liver, cardiovascular, and heart disease, a much higher risk of cancer, and sometimes even brain damage due to neurotoxicity and malnutrition. So that common misconception to use caffeine or aspirin or even more alcohol to relieve hangovers is also a problem. So, you know, hangovers may seem like the lower end of the spectrum of a bad side effect of alcohol, but it can turn into something bad if you're battling it in not a smart way. Because if you're using the caffeine or aspirin or more alcohol, what happens is you are worsening the dehydration effects because all that stuff is an extra diuretic, which means you're peeing more. And aspirin, if you take it before you drink, which some people have used as an old wives' tale to keep the hangover at bay, what happens is the aspirin blocks alcohol dehydrogenase, and that elevates your blood alcohol, which also contributes to ulcers. So if you think you're going to go a little nuts, drink a lot of water before you drink and drink water in between your drinks. That will help avoid the hangover. And so does a little self-control, guys. Another thing, hidden MSG in our beverages. Food and beverage companies often use processed free glutamic acid, which is also MSG, as a cheap flavor enhancer. However, MSG is also a harmful neurotoxin and excitotoxin that leads to and or worsens many health problems, ranging from headaches to migraines, mood change, nausea, pain in your joints and bones, sleep disorders, chronic post-nasal drip, heart irregularities, and excessive perspiration due to asthma, ADD, depression, obesity, and more. It's also implicated in neurodegenerative diseases such as Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. So if you can't pronounce it or pick it from a tree or pick it from the ground, please don't eat it. Look for ingredients in your beverages that are actually hidden sources of MSG, like dry milk powder, calcium caseinate, gelatin, glutamate, all these funky things that you are finding in your beverages that have this hidden yuckiness. It's everything from soy stuff, whey stuff, carrageenan, barley malt, so in your beers, yeast, food, hydrolyzed corn gluten. I mean, there's so many things that may seem like one ingredient but is hiding another. So keep your eyes open for that. Calories and sugar, I covered that in the soda section, but oh boy, check the labels on all of your beverages, because like I said, just because you're drinking it doesn't mean it doesn't count. From juices to sports and energy drinks and mixers and spirits, really be mindful of the sugar and calories that you're consuming with every sip. It's frightening when you start to tally it up. You'll save yourself weight gain, tooth decay, and a multitude of other ailments by just keeping an eye on what you drink. So when in doubt, drink water. All right, so those are the downer facts before we move on to the fun stuff. So just when you hear drink responsibly, don't just think about alcohol. I'm the occasional naughty drinker, you know, have a soda every now and again, have a margarita at a Mexican restaurant, but I'm always cognizant of the brand and the ingredients and the amounts. I like to say just because I'm a health nutty vegan doesn't mean I'm dead. So I allow myself some fun every now and again, but I don't go overboard, and I certainly know exactly what's going into my body before I even consider taking a sip. So make smarter choices like natural soda versus a Coke or a glass of organic wine over a cheap beer. But someone who does know how to really figure out the best choices when it comes to imbibing is our first guest. With over 17 years of experience in the hospitality industry, mixologist, educator, cocktail book author, blogger, and editor of The Liquid Muse, Natalie Bovis-Nielsen, keeps an eye on drink trends around the world. In only 3 years, theliquidmuse.com has grown into one of the most respected online resources for liquor industry professionals, while simultaneously building a bridge from the spirits wine industry to the savvy consumer. So I have on the line with me now Miss Natalie Bovis-Nielsen. How are you, Natalie?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so excited to be on your show. Congrats for such a great project you have off the ground here.
Thank you so much. I've known Natalie for quite some time. We kind of started our brands roughly around the same time and helped each other grow and been very supportive. So I'm thankful to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Well, cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the Liquid Muse and how you got started.
Well, the Liquid Muse itself began as a blog, which I started blogging about cocktails and people who make them and places to drink them and quality drinks versus the kind of, you know, schlocky stuff that's out there too. Started that back in April 2006. And I'm also a beverage and mixology consultant, so I work with a number of liquor brands, wine brands, and non-alcoholic beverage brands, creating new cocktail recipes, both with and without alcohol. And sometimes I work with organic spirits and wines. That's one of my sort of subcategories to specialize in, as well as the non-alcoholic. And I have some work with the low-calorie as well. So I try to cover some healthier alternatives within the world of cocktails.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What types of things can we find under the Liquid Muse brand? I know you have all kinds of goodies under Liquid Muse.
Well, one of the most exciting things that I really got off the ground this year is the Liquid Muse Cocktail Club. And this is right now mainly based in Los Angeles. I do monthly mixers where people who are enthusiastic about cocktails and maybe want to learn a little bit more about mixology can come to a free monthly mixer, meet other people who are interested in this topic. We just had our third mixer at Boa Sunset in Hollywood earlier this week, and it was just so exciting to see and meet people who were, you know, we had somebody from the German consulate, we had some people that were bloggers, we had people who work in the spirits and wine industries, we had people who were filmmakers, just all sorts of people from all different walks of life who are interested in learning a little bit more about cocktails. So the Liquid Muse Cocktail Club, you can sign up for on my website, free to join, you're not going to get spammed, you're just going to get invitations to fun events and discounts on my cocktail classes if you decide to take any. And that's a really fun way, I thought, to create a cocktail community. Foodies can find each other and go to supper clubs and things like that. Wine lovers can find wine tastings pretty easily and find ways to connect with other wine lovers. So I thought this is a really nice way to bring together people who have curiosity and passion for cocktails and cocktail culture. So that's one of the things I'm really excited about right now.
Very cool. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back with Natalie Bovis-Nielsen, the Liquid Muse, so she can tell us some more about her book that is out, her upcoming book, her blogs, and all her other goodies. So please stay with us.
Smoke just one brand, 'cause I get mine secondhand.
The facts are in. Secondhand smoke causes lung cancer in non-smokers. Remember, it's your life.
I do.
Secondhand smoke.
That's secondhand smoke.
It'll make you choke. Well, that's secondhand smoke.
Help others breathe a little easier. This message from Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
You drink it? Cook with it? It's there every time you turn on the faucet. But what do you really know about your tap water? Do you know where it comes from or what's in it? You should, and now you can. Your water supplier will soon be sending you a short new report about your water. Look for it in the mail, and when it comes, read it. Don't let this chance to learn about your drinking water go down the drain. Learn more by calling your water supplier or 1-877-EPA-WATER.
Have you ever seen a pet wandering in the streets and found yourself unsure if you should pick it up? How would you help reunite it with its owner? Have you thought about adopting a pet but were unsure of where to go? Hi, I'm Shelley Fabre, here to tell you that now there's an easy answer to these questions as well as a lot more. It's called Pets 911. It's a free public service that enables anyone to access all the information that will help us take better care of our pets. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org, you can learn how to locate a lost pet or list one that you found. It tells you where the closest adoption facility is, spaying and neutering services, emergency pet care, general health information, and much more. So please call 1-888-PETS-911 or visit the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org and do your part to help ensure a better future for our pets.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. We are back on with the Liquid Muse, Natalie Bovis-Nielsen. Miss Natalie, are you with us?
I'm here.
Very cool. All right, so let's get back on track to where we were talking about. What have you learned about organic and healthy cocktails as a Liquid Muse?
Well, you know, I teach a class called the Liquid Muse Sustainable Sips, and I've taught that class now in Manhattan, in Boston, in Chicago, in Seattle, and in L.A., and I'll be going up to do some more classes later on this year and in 2010. And one of the things that it was really fun about teaching these classes is, firstly, you know, finding people out there that are interested in cocktails, but interested in cocktails that are not only healthier for your body, but more friendly toward the environment. And in my sort of research, if you will, leading up to the class, I learned a little bit about organic wine and what does that mean. So one of the things I learned about organic wine, for example, if you're going to make drink organic wine on its own or make a sangria or other kind of wine cocktails, is to look for wines that are organic, which means that they're obviously grown with organic grapes. In order to get an organic certification, the winery needs to be growing organically and growing organic grapes for more than 3 years, minimum of 3 years, before it can even start down the path of becoming certified. Another thing to think about beyond organic is biodynamic wine. When the wine is biodynamic, that means that they're using the soil responsibly. They're rotating the parts of the vineyard that they're using, and you know, really thinking about the environment, not only health, but the environment and the ways that the grapes are grown and harvested.
Neat.
So I thought that was really interesting. When it comes to spirits, you know, obviously you can start with, there are organic spirits more and more on the market now. You can start with spirits that are made with organically grown wheat. Vodka can be made from just about anything. People don't always realize that. A lot of people just assume vodka is only made from potatoes. And actually, vodka can be made from wheat, can be made from rye, it can be made from beets, can be made from pretty much grapes, from like anything. You can make vodka from almost anything. So obviously starting with organically grown grains, vegetables, or fruits is a good place to start. And then the distillation process also, you know, becomes part of that, because a distillery, it looks and functions like a factory. I've been to distilleries all over the world, and when you walk into a distillery, you have these giant metal vats,
uh-huh.
and you have all this metal piping, and you have all these engines going. You know, it's not always the most environmentally friendly way to create a product. So it's really interesting to look at some of the organic spirits and the way that they're made, in which distilleries they come from. I know that there's a distillery in, I think it's Idaho, that specializes in environmentally friendly distilled spirits. And there are several brands like Vive, Acai Spirit is made there. I know Square One Vodka is made there. Several organic brands come from that distillery. So I think that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Really exciting to see that that industry is becoming, you know, part of the health movement too, you know, because just because we're healthy doesn't mean that we don't like to have fun every now and again and enjoy ourselves, and we can still do that and be environmentally conscious and health conscious.
Exactly. I think that's so much of the modern green movement or the modern, you know, healthier, sustainable lifestyle movement. It's that you can still look cute, have fun, throw parties. You know?
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you're giving up all of those fun things just because you want to live a more responsible lifestyle. And, you know, cocktails are included in that. You know, we clink glasses when we're celebrating something or cheering up a friend or, you know, getting married or, you know, whatever. There's a million reasons why it's fun to incorporate cocktails into a celebration. And that doesn't mean that you have to fall off the green wagon to do that.
That's
so
right.
I think that's really exciting.
So do you have a favorite healthy or green cocktail recipe that you could share with our listeners?
Well, I'll tell you one. I actually posted one on the homepage of my website, especially for this segment of your show.
Awesome.
So it's called the Lavender Grapefruit Martini, and your listeners can find that by going to theliquidmuse.com. That's theliquidmuse, M-U-S-E.com. Some people think I say the liquid news. theliquidmuse.com.
Awesome.
So you can find that recipe there, and I'm happy to email that to you if you want to put it on the Healthy Voyager site as well. Maybe people, your readers might like to find it.
Yeah, either way, that sounds great, and I think that's something that hopefully a lot of people will use this weekend at their saying goodbye to summer parties.
Exactly. Lavender grapefruit is a great transition from end of summer into early fall. And also, I have to just throw this out there because I love Four Copas organic, certified organic tequila.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's one of my favorite tequilas, organic or not. It's Four Copas, Cuatro Copas, the number four, and C-O-A-P-S. And I have a recipe on my website also. If you go to lookatmuse.com, there's a section called Recipes, and if you click on that button, you'll see a bunch of cocktail recipes, and that one's under the Sustainable Sip section.
Awesome.
A grapefruit, margarita. You're talking about margaritas earlier, and I love margaritas. I also happen to love grapefruit, and I think it's a great ingredient for transitioning from summer to fall. So.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah, so your listeners can find some recipes there, but there's one right on the homepage. So if anyone just wants to click on and look at it, they can do that right now.
Cool. Now, what do you think are some must-haves to stock a healthy or a unique bar at home?
Well, my number one rule with mixology cocktails in general is freshly squeezed ingredients. There is no reason on earth why you need a bottle of fluorescent yellow, spring sour mix on your shelf. If you have one, put it in the garbage right now because you don't need to drink that. It's not only is it full of horrible things that, you know, are completely artificial, but it tastes horrible. It tastes like crap. So you can squeeze some fresh lemon juice, fresh lime juice, add a little simple syrup, which is only sugar and water, and you have your own far better sweet and sour than you could ever imagine. So rule number one with mixology and a home bar is always having fresh fruit available. Go to your farmer's market, see what's seasonal, get creative, squeeze your own grapefruit, squeeze your own citrus, muddle some strawberries. Muddling is just putting them in a glass and pressing down like you see on those mojito commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And do that to some strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, make rhubarb puree. If you like to cook and you can make apricot puree or peach puree, take those and put them in your cocktails. So, and you're just going to be amazed at the difference in taste and quality of your drinks. So, rule number one, fresh ingredients all the way. Rule number two, look for quality spirits. Now, a lot of the big name brands that, you know, have the big flashy advertising campaigns, you know, I'm not here to slam anybody, but I will say that just because they have a more flashy advertising campaign doesn't mean that they're always better. You know, especially if you're looking for smaller, sustainable boutique brands, when you go to BevMo, when you go to your supermarket, when you go to your liquor stores or look online, look for some of those brands that are artisanally made. Some of them are still distilled in copper pot stills, which is kind of the old way of just doing it. It retains a lot of flavor. And you're also supporting small businesses. So that's kind of a cool thing to think about, just as we do with food when you're looking at cocktails. Basic bar tools, might want to cover that. You want to have a nice, good, sturdy cocktail shaker. You want to use good ice. And by good ice, I mean solid ice cubes that are at least an inch in cubed all the way around.
So not melty.
And not what?
Not melty.
Yeah, not melty. And, you know, like at the liquor stores, the supermarkets, buy those bags of ice. Mm-hmm. You know, that ice, okay, it's convenient for parties, and sometimes we all use them, and that's fine. But that ice breaks apart really quickly. So when you shake it in the cocktail shaker, it waters down your drink immediately before mm-hmm. you even take a sip. It's gotten really watered down. When you can make your own ice cubes using purified water in your refrigerator, you can make your own nice, solid ice cubes, which are not going to break as quickly. They'll chill the drink without watering it down. So that's something that people don't always think about.
Yeah, but, that's a great tip.
Thanks. And it's also a healthy option because you can use purified water. You know, you have control over that when you're making your own.
Absolutely. So speaking of healthy cocktails, some of us do not consume alcohol, especially the pregnant ladies that are among us these days. So you have come out with a wonderful book. And I have gifted it to many of my pregnant friends and soon-to-be moms, and it's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book is called Pregatini's Mixology for the Mom-to-Be, and that's spelled P-R-E-G-G-A-T-I-N-I-S, Pregatini's Mixology for the Mom-to-Be. It's available online. You go to my website, or you can go to Barnes & Noble, Borders, all those stores, they have it. So the concept behind Pregatini's, it was to create healthy, non-alcoholic cocktails. I still call them cocktails. Some people say mocktails, and that's fine. I like to call them non-alcoholic cocktails because I really wanted to employ the principles of quality mixology that I've been talking about with you today. Freshly squeezed ingredients, good ice, quality mixers. I don't use those pre-bottled cocktail mixers. I just don't like them because there's too many artificial ingredients in them. But I like to use, like, flavored club sodas. Like, when you go, you can find organic lemon spritzers. Mm. You can find fun things like that to incorporate to give a little bit of bubble and pizzazz to the non-alcoholic cocktails. When it comes to non-alcoholic wines and champagnes, I work with Free brand. That's spelled F-R-E, and that can be found in every supermarket. It's owned by the same people that own Sutter Home. So, as you know, Sutter Home wine is everywhere. So Free, F-R-E, is a non-alcoholic wine and champagne. That's really fun if you're having, you know, a New Year's Eve celebration or a wedding or a baby shower. Since Pregatini's has come out, I've been doing a lot of celebrity baby showers here in L.A. So, you know, it's really fun to be able to bring all the elements of fancy drinks to people's celebrations without alcohol. So that's something that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, it's such a great book. And you're coming out with a new one. Tell us a little bit about that so we can get our pre-orders in.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, I've done this sort of in reverse order, I guess. The next book is called The Bubbly Bride, Your Ultimate Wedding Cocktail Guide. So they're a great little set. They work well together. Whichever comes first in the modern day. Sometimes the baby comes before the wedding, you know. But The Bubbly Bride comes out this fall. It's not out yet, but it will be out by Christmas. So that book has a lot of liquor in it. I do have a section on green weddings. So that's really fun for people who are eco-friendly. I have a little bit on non-alcoholic in that book, but it's pretty well loaded with liquor. having planned my own wedding, I can tell you. It's not bad to have a drink once in a while.
Of course, it's a wedding. You're supposed to celebrate and have a good time.
Yeah, well, you know, and in that book, actually in both books, I have a section on low-calorie cocktails. Brides are often, you know, cramming to get into that, you know, dress and to look the absolute best. So I have a section on low-calorie cocktails, actually in Pregatinis for post-baby and in the Bubbly Bride for pre-wedding. So that's awesome. Kind of nice for people to know about.
Very cool. So tell us where, again, we can find more information and your blogs and your recipes and all that good stuff.
Well, you can follow on Twitter. The Liquid Muse is on Twitter. Pregatinis is also on Twitter. And then, of course, theliquidmuse.com is my website. You can sign up for the Liquid Muse Cocktail Club, and through that you will get the exclusive invitations only for Cocktail Club members to come to our monthly mixers. I guess, you know, you can always email me through the Liquid Muse website if you want to reach me directly.
Very cool. Well, thank you so, so, so much for coming on today, Miss Natalie. I'm very excited. And we are going to take another short break. Stay with us because after the break, we're going to have on the line Miss Caroline McDougall, the creator of the Tasty Ticino drinks. Stay with us.
Have you saved a life today?
I took two flood victims to a shelter.
I donated a day's pay to help a family that lost everything in a fire.
Have you saved a life today?
I teach a class in infant CPR.
I donated a pint of blood.
Have you saved a life today?
No, but today somebody saved mine.
The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to offer your support.
Steve, save tonight, sweet baby, play safe today. Nothing to harm you, baby, danger's far away.
Hi, this is Tom Paxton. You know, fluffy pillows and soft comforters may look harmless, but to a baby, soft bedding can be dangerous. Whether you put your baby to sleep in a playpen or crib, leave out the soft bedding like comforters, pillows, extra padding, and pillow-like toys. These could put your baby at risk for suffocation or SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Always put your baby to sleep on his or her back. And remember, the only soft touch your baby needs is you.
Sleep safe, play safe. Someday when you're grown, you'll have sleep safe, play safe. Babies of your own.
This has been a public service announcement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is Richard Karn with a message about how you can help protect the environment. Recycle your old rechargeable batteries. It's easy. The next time you need a new rechargeable battery for your cell phone, laptop computer, or cordless power tool, make sure you recycle the old one. To learn more about recycling rechargeable batteries, call me at 1-800-8-BATTERY. Or visit us on the web at rbrc.org.
A public service message of this station and RBRC.
Healthcare Now, I'm Ann Parks. Does changing your eating habits help lower your cholesterol? Not necessarily. Miss Bonna Cole, Executive Director of Mended Hearts, a nonprofit group affiliated with the American Heart Association, says results of a recent Harris Interactive survey show just how little people knew about cholesterol.
77% of the respondents chose diet as the primary source of cholesterol. The primary source of cholesterol is our own bodies, and that is based on our family history. It's important to know all factors that impact our cholesterol health.
Dr. David Cohen, Director of Hepatology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, says cholesterol is a killer.
High cholesterol today is a major threat to the American population. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in America, and high cholesterol is a well-established risk factor for cardiovascular disease.
To learn more about cholesterol, you can go to the American Heart Association's website at www.americanheart.org. I'm Ann Parks.
Thanks for tuning in to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. I now welcome the creator of my favorite beverage, Ticino. For those of you who aren't familiar with Ticino, it is a caffeine-free herbal coffee. It's a delicious blend of herbs, grains, fruits, and nuts that are roasted and ground to brew and taste just like coffee. It's so good during the fall and the winter, so that's one thing to look forward to with the change of season. Ticino was created by Caroline McDougall, an award-winning herbal beverage designer for such companies such as the Republic of Tea, Uncle Lee's Tea, and Yogi Tea. Caroline chose nutritious ingredients that have been safely consumed as foods for thousands of years to create the rich body of Ticino. Ticino tastes so much like coffee that people think that there must be coffee in it. So without further ado, I welcome Miss Caroline McDougall.
Thank you so much for having me today, and thank you for also saying that you love Ticino. Do you drink it?
I do. I love it. The mint mocha is so good.
Oh, yeah, my chocolate mint. I love it, too, and I get tons of emails about that one from people saying that it was, I get them often from Starbucks customers saying, that's the one thing that's gotten me away from Starbucks is your chocolate mint.
So you're not only tasting good, you're saving us money.
Well, that is very true because, you know, people sometimes say, oh, you know, Ticino's expensive, but then I point out that it's only 29 cents a cup, and they go, oh, that's not very much money, is it?
That's right. So tell us a little bit more about Ticino, how it happened.
You know, you in your introduction to me, you mentioned that I've been an herbal tea designer since the 70s. I got started in the business when I was in my early 20s with Celestial Seasonings. We were all in our early 20s then. And I had the fun job of traveling around the world. And so I really was into caffeine-free herbal beverages because I'm caffeine-sensitive. And so, you know, as much as I would like to try or taste coffee, I'd have these terrible, you know, problems with it. And thus I would avoid it. And so I was drinking herbal teas very happily until the mid-90s when all the cappuccino bars started opening up everywhere and I felt left out. And I had a dream one night and the dreams came to me in the dream and I was saying that the next product I was going to create was going to be a caffeine-free cappuccino and the name of the product was Ticino. So when I woke up, I started figuring out if I could get herbs to run through an espresso machine and taste like coffee. And then, of course, in the end, I made them drip and do everything else that we want our, you know, ground beverages to do in a coffee-making press or machine. And that's Ticino. It's really here to satisfy those of us who either want to be caffeine-free all the time or just want some part of the day where they're caffeine-free so the caffeine doesn't interfere with sleep.
Right, right. It's a great alternative to coffee, really, whether, like you said, it's to kind of lessen the amount of coffee we drink a day or just to annihilate it entirely, no more caffeine at all, and you don't miss it.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's versatile that way. A lot of people don't drink coffee after a certain time of the day. And so I tell them, well, look, you know, Ticino makes a fabulous after-meal dessert beverage and will save you a ton of calories, you know, and you'll still get that same satisfaction because it's a very full-bodied, rich flavor, and it fills you up, whereas tea doesn't do that, you know.
Right.
And so then, you know, other people will have health issues, you know, acid reflux or they have, you know, they have high blood pressure. And or they're pregnant. You were talking about pregnant women a little earlier on your show. You know, pregnant women really want to avoid the caffeine and acidity of coffee. So there you go. Then, you know, then those people will just can switch very easily to Ticino because you can blend it with coffee and you can gradually wean yourself off of coffee by just tapering yourself off of it. And that's really helpful because otherwise you can get some pretty nasty and painful caffeine withdrawal symptoms from from getting off of coffee abruptly.
For sure. What are the, I guess, active ingredients in Ticino? What makes the
you know,
like the
it turns out that Ticino has a number of health benefits, and I have to say that to begin with, I just wanted it to taste good. So first and foremost, it tastes great, which you testified to. But secondly, because they're all natural ingredients, and because when we say herbal coffee, we're talking about carob, which has been in the Bible as St. John's bread and eaten forever, and barley, which is really a grain, which also is a food, eaten forever, and then chicory root, which is a the root. A lot of people don't know or aren't familiar with chicory root. but they have eaten endive, which is, you know, the green that you get from the tops of the chicory root. And but chicory root has been eaten in Europe for years and drank as a coffee alternative by the French. You know, French coffee has chicory in it. Mm-hmm. So all of these ingredients are high in potassium. They give you a natural energy lift because that potassium comes into your system in a liquid form. Your body can easily assimilate it, and you actually get an energy boost from it. And then we also have in our Mediterranean flavors, we have dates, figs, and almonds. And dates, figs, and almonds, roasted almonds, really yummy. make them slightly naturally sweet and nutty. And then in our Maya line, we have Ramon nuts, which is our most unusual food for us, but the Maya civilization had it as a staple food for the hundreds and thousands of years that they existed in Central America. It's a nut that's actually the seed of a fruit that falls from a 120-foot tall tree to the ground, and when you grind it up, it makes a beautiful flour, and if you roast it, it tastes like coffee. So those are our ingredients, and they're really herbs. Sometimes, you know, calling it herbal coffee sometimes gets people a little confused because although they are herbal, they're also foods.
Right, and yeah, you're kind of getting
those health benefits I was talking about.
Yeah, it's like you're getting your protein and your antioxidants from your herbal coffee.
Yeah,
and that's definitely something you don't
also
get from.
Also, it's non-acidic, which, you know, so many people have problems with their gastrointestinal tract. They have acid reflux, or they have irritable bowel syndrome, and all those things coffee is just an absolute no-no for.
Right.
And then ticino is actually very soothing to the intestinal tract because in the chicory root is a it's actually a prebiotic. It's called a prebiotic, which is an ingredient called inulin. And inulin's found in lots of foods we eat, like wheat and garlic have inulin in it, but they don't have very much. And in chicory, there's a lot of it, and it's food for our digestive flora, which, of course, helps keep our intestinal cells and our intestinal tract healthy. So if you're drinking ticino, a couple cups a day, and you can double your daily intake of inulin, and it's completely natural. It extracts out of the chicory root into your coffee cup. It's non-caloric to you, and it's feeding your digestive flora and giving you good digestion.
That's right. I actually have a friend who told me that he has Crohn's disease, and he drinks ticino, and it absolutely soothes his tummy. So
that's fabulous. I get those kinds of emails all the time, and they're so satisfying to me. You know, I just love that because, of course, that's why I do it, right? You do it because you want people that are happy and they get enjoyment and pleasure out of it, but it also gives them good health. You know, my whole passion in life is optimal health.
Absolutely. And earlier in the show, when I did my introduction, I mentioned some reasons to quit coffee and caffeine in general. What have you learned about reasons to quit caffeine?
Well, I think that there's a number of things that you should look at. First off, I recommend to anybody to take a break from caffeine and see how your body responds. And by a break, I mean we have a 21-day challenge which says, you know, get off of coffee, caffeine, whatever form it comes in, whether it comes in a soda can or in a coffee cup, and also sugar. And take a break from stimulants and allow your body to do what's really a reset, you know, get your metabolism back to normal without any stimulants, get your appetite, you know, weaned off of it, you know, the whole body, because it can be affecting your mood, it can be affecting your heart, it can be affecting your anxiety, it can be affecting your stress, it can be affecting your sleep. There's so many different ways that it affects you that you really got to find out for yourself, who am I without, you know, my morning cup, or maybe it's my all-day pot or whatever it is of coffee every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's one of the things that I recommend to people. And then if you start to look at, you know, how do you feel before and after? Now, some people can drink coffee and they're just fine. They maybe have only a couple cups in the morning and they seem to not have any effect from it. Other people, like myself, you know, it's just always too stimulating for them. And so you have to really look at, there's a lot of different symptoms that come up from caffeine sensitivity. And we have a website that's just full of information about this for people. But the other thing that is really important is that our bodies change as we age. So that as we start to hit our 40s, and even in our mid-30s, Our bodies can suddenly respond differently to caffeine than it's been responding. And that has to do with our adrenal glands, and it has to do with our production of DHEA, which is our youth and longevity hormone, which when your adrenal glands are too busy producing cortisol, which is a stress hormone, mm-hmm. and that is either coming from stressful conditions in your life or the caffeine that you're taking, because caffeine makes your adrenal glands produce cortisol. Mm-hmm. When they're doing that, they're not producing DHEA, so you're not getting that feel-good, rested sleep at night that's giving you that DHEA hormone that's helping you rebuild and repair like you were in your 20s. And DHEA, unfortunately, in our lives drops off the older we get, and the production of cortisol goes up the older we get. That's why old people are more nervous than younger people, right?
Right.
So the important thing that we want to be really aware of is as our bodies mature, that what we could get away with in our 20s, we no longer can get away with when we're older, and now we really have to nurture our adrenals, nurture our endocrine system, and give it the nourishment and not the stress so that we can all live long, happy, healthy lives.
Well, let's take a break with that happy note in mind. We'll be right back with Ms. Caroline McDougall. If you don't mind holding through the commercial break, we'd love to ask you a few more questions.
No problem.
Great. We'll be back.
Road Rage Crisis Line.
I feel so depressed.
Oh, it's not as dark as it may seem.
But I'm always being pushed down.
You know, recognizing the problem is the first step.
Oh, I recognize the problem. He's always late.
I see.
And I never move fast enough for him. But what can I do? I'm just a gas pedal.
So, he exceeds the speed limit?
Exceeds the speed limit? He runs red lights, he races around other drivers, and then he yells if he thinks they're going too slow.
Well, maybe it's time to start putting your foot down.
Well, maybe it's time he stopped putting his foot down.
An overworked gas pedal might sound crazy, but putting your life at risk by whipping through traffic and running lights is just plain insane. Think about it, and ease up on aggressive driving.
If he keeps pushing me at this pace, I'm bound to run out of gas.
Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Keep your cool, and put the brakes on road rage.
This message was brought to you by your friends at AdrenalineRadio.com. Log on, then call. AdrenalineRadio.com.
Your financial fitness. I'm Deborah Wetzel. It's no secret that money matters can put a stress on a relationship, but there are steps you can take to relieve tensions related to the daily grind of managing finances. The amount of money in your bank account is not always as important as your financial management skills, says Candace Barr from the Women's Institute for Financial Education.
Every couple should take the time to get to know one another's financial personalities and be prepared to make changes based on your new financial goals. Discuss everything from budget setting to payment cards, which increasingly play a bigger role in how people manage and track their personal finances. And the great news is you don't have to go it alone. You can find a wealth of information and free downloadable budgeting tools on practicalmoneyskills.com, a website developed by Visa.
Barr also reminds us that there's no one right way to manage your finances. It's just important to know your options and keep an open dialogue with your partner. I'm Deborah Wetzel.
Homework, soccer, part-time jobs, the internet. Are you and your busy kids forgetting something? Don't forget music. Hi, this is Faith Hill. Music study is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. Time spent in practicing and studying music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities kids need to be successful in their schoolwork and in society. Let your kids know that music is a whole lot more than what they hear on the radio. And the more they learn about it, the more they'll enjoy listening to their favorite tunes. Then maybe they can explain to you why they think it's so cool. Hey, turn off the TV and play music with your kids.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
We're back on Healthy Voyager Radio with Miss Caroline McDougall of Ticino here on AM 1680 KDSB, AdrenalineRadio.com, and AdviceRadio.com. Are you there, Miss Caroline?
Here?
Yes, excellent.
Here I am.
Very cool. All right, so since Ticino is so tasty and the fall weather is going to start to roll in and get chilly, Ticino is the perfect beverage of choice. Do you have any favorite healthy recipes that are made with Ticino that you can share with us?
You know, I do, and I have to say that I have a newsletter. It's an e-newsletter, right? I just sent out my two latest. So my favorite healthy recipes are always whatever you've just done, right? We had a chef here in Santa Barbara who's was Cher's cook for many years and also cooked for Julia Childs and a whole bunch of different celebrities. And she made some new recipes, and we just put them out on the website. There's some Ticino smoky beans. Can you imagine that? They taste like... they've got a sort of European barbecue sauce in it, is how I would say. And we have a fabulous vanilla nut gelato on the website. You can actually make ice cream with Ticino. It tastes wonderful. And we have a mole sauce that you can actually cook with chicken or tofu. So lots of, and then, of course, there's many drink recipes. But I have to tell you, this time of year, while it's still as hot as it is here in Southern California, I'm drinking Ticino iced every day. I think I mentioned it's high in potassium, and that potassium is incredibly refreshing. It's what they put in sports drinks. So if you have an ice glass of Ticino, and it's so easy to ice, you know, you make yourself a pot in the morning, and you drink your warm cup, and you put the rest in the fridge and come back later. And I always drink my Ticino with milk, so I'm like it black. Well, however you drink coffee is how you drink Ticino, but I'm a milk person. So I put the milk in my Ticino, and I have a refreshing cold drink later in the day. So all kinds of things you can do with it. Cook with it, make ice cream with it, make desserts with it, and just drink it.
Wonderful. And if you could tell our listeners about your website and to find out more information, as well as your now vast product line. It's grown so much in the past at least 10 years since I've been drinking Ticino. It was just the few flavors, and now there's all kinds of goodies. Can you tell
us? Well, and there's going to be more because I'm launching some what I call my boutique flavors, which will only be available online this fall. So I should say that Ticino is available in natural food stores like Whole Foods, some grocery stores, but mostly the natural food stores in Southern California. But online, you'll be able to buy at Ticino.com, and I should spell that for people.
Yeah.
It's T. Ticino.com. So two E's and two C's. Ino.com. There you'll be able to buy, not quite yet, but in October, we're going to launch two super special flavors that will only be available online, and that's going to be a French vanilla and a pumpkin spice.
Mm.
In the stores, you can find our best-selling vanilla nuts. Our Maya Cafe, which is the dark roast that appeals most to people who want, you know, completely unsweetened, you know, most like regular coffee with a dark roast flavor. And that chocolate mint that you mentioned, as well as hazelnut and almond amaretto and all kinds of mocha, all kinds of chocolate flavors. Our chocolate and the Maya line, totally yummy. So, so we won't keep you bored, I can tell you that. There will be plenty to taste either in your store or on our website.
That's why I'm excited that you have a pumpkin spice, because I know, unfortunately, at Starbucks, and my being vegan, the pumpkin spice latte has dairy in the mix, so I can't order that one. So that one keeps me from my soy pumpkin spice latte, but now I can have it with Ticino.
Well, great. Absolutely. You will be able to that. And, you know, one of the nice ways to make a latte with Ticino is you can actually brew Ticino in your soy milk or in your regular milk, whatever you use, or your nut milk or anything. And you can actually brew Ticino in that, and it makes a fabulous drink that way, very milky. But it's absolutely delicious. Or you can also heat your milk. You can brew a strong cup of Ticino. You can have half milk and half Ticino. I mean, there's so many different ways that that you can work with it and, you know, have different drinks for different times of the day, different moods that you have.
Yeah.
And it does make a great cappuccino, by the way. I have a electric espresso maker, and that's what I use on the weekends. And the weekdays, I seem to be too busy to make myself a real cappuccino. But on the weekends, oh my goodness, there's nothing more more enjoyable than sitting down to a real cappuccino or latte.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Caroline. It was a pleasure chatting with you and learning about all the health benefits as well as the yummy benefits of Ticino.
And let me add one more thing.
Sure.
If you sign up for my Healthy Tips newsletter on our homepage, you can get a free trial size packet of the flavor of your choice of Ticino.
Mm.
So if you go there to Ticino.com, you'll get a free sample.
Ah, well, there you go.
All right.
So it, another
benefit.
Thank you
so much for having me today.
Thank you. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So make sure you visit theliquidmuse.com as well as Ticino.com. That's T-E-E-C-C-I-N-O, Ticino.com, for more info on today's guests as well as their products and more. You can follow them both as well on Facebook. And Natalie, the Liquid Muse, is also on Twitter, so look for her. As for me, of course, I'm on Twitter as the Healthy Voyager. Actually, it's just Healthy Voyager. I'm on Facebook. I'm on iTunes. I'm on MySpace. I'm on YouTube. So wherever you want to follow me, you can find me. The radio shows, the videos, you know, the web show, blogs, and all that kind of good stuff under the Healthy Voyager brand. Also at healthyvoyager.com. And you can join other health-minded, travel-minded, fun-minded folks at healthyvoyagerpassportpals.ning.com. That way you can share your stories and your recipes and your photos and all that neat stuff on that. So, again, I would love to thank Miss Natalie Bovis-Nielsen and Miss Caroline McDougall one more time for coming on the show today. Please do check them out at their websites. Tune in next week to AM 1680 KDSV as well as AdrenalineRadio.com and AdviceRadio.com so that you can hear our children's theme show. We will have vegan children's book author Ruby Roth on as well as musician Ari Shine, and we'll be chatting about healthy messages in current children's entertainment just in time for back to school. So be sure to check out the podcasts of today's show as well as past shows on healthyvoyager.com and iTunes. And before we head out, I'm going to play us out with a song by Gina Boris, a friend and fellow health nut. Miss Gina, her song is called Love Resurrected, and it's from her Love Resurrected album. Check her out on MySpace and Facebook. She's Gina Boris. That's B-O-R-Y-S. And go ahead and check her out on YouTube as well. She's got a great video that my almost hubby shot. So enjoy. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again next week. Have a great and safe Labor Day.
Show your lies in two small pieces, watch them float away. I was
Joe with the Tax Facts Street Team, and this is...
Kay.
Kay, you look like a smart woman.
Thanks.
You probably know all the ways to protect your personal information. You shred your bills, all that.
I do.
Well, if the IRS sent you an email saying you had a refund coming, would you respond?
I would if the IRS sent it.
Well, that's the thing. The IRS would never email you out of the blue about a refund, and it never asks for personal information by email. Even if the email or website looks official, it's not. It's someone trying to scam you.
For more, go to irs.gov.